Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 3, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest their corn, or when they divide captured wealth. A child is born to us. A son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, based on his power, on right and justice, from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus is announced. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can it be? The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It was said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
We're all on a journey. We don't know where that journey through life will take us. We don't know the effect that a baby being born might have on us. We don't know when our days here on earth will end, when our journey through life will change. We don't know what will happen if we find out that we have cancer or some other life-changing disease. We don't know what the effect would be if someone close to us dies, when we're with them or when we're not. Our journey through life continually brings us to places where we're forced to think or to rethink what we know and understand. Jobs gained, jobs lost, retirement from full-time employment, studying, travelling abroad. We do not know where our journey might take us or how our journey might change us. Nobody, even though many people kept telling me it was going to be the case, nobody could have prepared me for what was going to happen to me when I trained to become a minister of the United Reformed Church. Towards the end of the time of my studies, my understanding was turned upside down. My theology, my God language, was transformed, and a lot of my life changed. And I'd like to think that in some small way I have, because of my experience, the changes that I've been through and the things that have happened to me since then, I'd like to think that I've been able to help some others who've followed on behind me in training for ministry. It's one of the reasons why I'm so keen to help those who are exploring God's call on their life, students and ordinands, those trying to become lay preachers. But that desire to help those training for ministry of some kind is continually challenged for me by the fact that I believe God calls all of us to follow Jesus. Not just those who might find it to be their job. How can you call ministry that? So where does that leave us? Our journeys through life, the ones we individually make, often bring us back time and again to the same places, the same situations that we've been in before. Today, this night, we come once more to Bethlehem, the place that now is cut off by a high wall. Today remains in a land that's broken and bruised, to a people who weep and mourn, are damaged and still in the midst of conflict. This place, this town, which has existed for many years now, was the place where Christmas first happened, according to the understanding we currently have. And those of us who are Christians, followers of Jesus, believe that a baby was born in that place that affects us all. Affects all of our journeys through life, whether we believe that or not. And as you and I arrive here tonight to the celebration of the birth of Christ, what do we find this Christmas? What has changed for us in the past 12 months since the last time we were here? I must admit to finding it increasingly difficult to celebrate Christmas, because for me the effect of Jesus coming is not something that should simply be celebrated on one day in one way. In fact, I become more inclined not to celebrate, not to give presents, not to send cards, not to respond to the pressures that the world seems to put on us to do Christmas in a certain way. Because I find that Jesus is calling me, and I believe that Jesus calls each and every one of us to respond to God's voice day after day after day. God is for life, not just for Christmas, to steal an advertising slogan that somebody came up with somewhere once. And my dream is that our journey through life will bring us to that place where we know that to be true, where we experience the love of God in our hearts and lives day after day. And on our journey through life this night, where have we reached? What questions are we faced with? What challenges lie ahead? And as we sit in this quiet place, do we shuffle to a stable with the shepherds? Or do we process with the wise men? Do we focus on the Christ child? Feel the birth pains of God's mother Mary? Or share the worries of Joseph, Christ's adopted dad, and his need to protect the godchild? As we journey together. Remember that. As we journey, Christ invites us to come to the table to share a meal, a feast, a meal that speaks of a future filled with hope. One day, God will come again. That may be today.